I can remember one time talking to a long-term disciple of Ajahn Chah, and he had left Ubon, the province where Ajahn Chah lived, when he was fairly young. He just, you know, just recently got married. They might have had one of their children, but then, you know, it's like that was at the end of the, after the American forces pulled out of Ubon, the economy basically collapsed in Ubon. So then he got to make a livelihood. So he went to Bangkok, setting up a business, putting a lot of effort into to setting his family up and being in the business world in a big city. And he said it was really difficult, and I was really suffering a lot. I was really confused, but every day I would sit down and sit in front of my shrine, and at least I would chant the recollections of the refuges, the precepts, and the chants paying homage to Ajahn Chah, and sit with it. And you know, sometimes I just do that over and over and tell Ajahn Chah my troubles. but that, you know, it's something tangible and something very wholesome.